The following content is rated M for mature.
Welcome to the Dragon Fisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragon Fisters actual play podcast episode 156. Last time, our group... Well, actually, it doesn't matter what our group did last time, because they're not who's important today. Today, it's all about Tarek and where the hell he's been. Now, before we answer that question, let's go ahead and do some intros.
This is Trevor. I'm playing Tarek Barris, and I'm a rogue.
I'm Jesse,
and I'm an asshole!
See? I wasn't lying. And now... let's get back to the gameplay.
So, we will say that Tarek is probably being a little cautious, I'm going to guess, heading his way back. He doesn't want to be really noticed in the area.
Yeah, I don't want to be associated with that.
Exactly. So we'll say that you're making your way from the alchemist shop towards the tavern. And there is kind of a commotion going on still. While the streets aren't totally full, guards are kind of passing around here and there. And I'm going to assume that Tarek's kind of taken his time to get back. You don't want to be discovered, but you, like I said, you probably want to separate yourself from the area and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
it's probably going to take you a little bit. So we'll say that you're probably a few blocks or so away from the tavern when bless you.
Thank you.
So you're probably a few blocks away from the tavern when a small group of guards are wandering through.
Mm-hmm.
And now are you going to, at this point, you're almost on the complete opposite side of the settlement.
Okay.
So are you going to kind of still keep down? Or are you going to try to act casual to kind of give yourself almost an alibi of sorts?
I'm on the complete opposite side of the alchemist shop, right?
You are.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, at this point, I'd probably be in the street, and I'd just be kind of, I don't know, I'd be using natural cover essentially, so just walking as if nothing's wrong.
Okay. Cool. All right, so in that case, you're probably, like you said, walking down the road when this group of guards is coming up the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of see you, and they give you a little bit of a wave over to them.
Okay, so I walk over.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing out?
I was just going for a stroll. I heard a pretty big commotion.
Yeah, there's something going on over there. But we what are you doing now? Are you just going for a stroll? You think we could use your help?
Oh, okay. What do you need my help with?
Did you hear? One of the hobgoblins got out, and we gotta go catch him.
Really, the hobgoblin that Erodash got?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right. I didn't hear anything about that. All I heard was a commotion.
Yeah, no. That's what we're out here for. Come on, let's go find him and get him back before sunup. I think it'd be good to have him back
before sunup. All right. So, Jesse, what time is it?
It's pretty late. It's around, I think you guys headed over there around midnight or so. So it's probably around 12:30, 1 o'clock right now.
All right. Well, I mean, I should be getting back, but I guess I can help for a little bit. I'm not going to stay out all night or anything, but, I'll give you a hand if we find him within, like, the next, hour, maybe two, or something like that. That'd be good, but I don't think I can. I do have other plans, so.
Yeah. No, it's important for the town. And I heard he went that way, but it wasn't too long ago. So if we hurry, we can get him real quick.
All right, maybe I can help you track him down then.
Awesome. Let's, all right, you fall in next to Private over there.
Got it. Wait, which Private? This one? This one over here, or this one over here?
The other one over there.
Okay, I'll follow in behind that Private then.
All right, what are you working with? You shooting daggers?
I have a bow.
You have a bow. All right. Let's go. You just keep your eyes out, because you might be able to hit him before we even get in close range.
Sure thing.
All right, so you guys are going to head out of the town then?
Yes.
I'm guessing that Al, your guy is going to begin to lead him away.
Yeah, we're going to go that way.
Yep. So... You know he from all the commotion and everything that the hobgoblin did escape through the east entrance, so you come up to the guards there and you say that you have the three of you and then also the tracker guy is going to help them find the hobgoblin, so they let you guys go and you begin to make it out into the woods. Tarek, want to go ahead and give me a survival check?
Survival. I don't know if I have any skills on. 18.
Nice. All right. So you actually are able to pick up the tracks fairly easily, and it looks like the guy. One thing that kind of does make it a little easy is that you can see about 50 yards or so away from the gate is a little trail of blood. So it does look like the hobgoblin was actually injured on his way out.
Uh-huh.
And so you kind of are able to pick up his tracks, and they are somewhat erratic, but he is keeping a really fast pace. You can tell from the spread of the tracks.
Okay, so he's probably at, probably not a full sprint, but like a jaunt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense.
All right, and also, how many people are with me?
Three.
Al's character and the private over there and the private over there. Okay.
Yeah, so three. That's
okay. All right. So, all right, guys, it looks like, it's going at a pretty good clip. We should probably, speed it up a little bit, see if we can catch him. He's going this way.
All right. Come on, Travis.
All right, so you guys begin to head out, and it is pretty dark, but I'm guessing that at least one of the privates probably has a torch or a lantern or something to kind of give a little bit of light.
I would imagine so. I would hope so.
All right, so you guys are going for a little bit, and at one point you actually come to a small little stream that runs east to west. So want to go ahead and basically either of you give me a perception check.
Ooh, nope. Twenty,
not bad. So you're kind of looking around, and at this point, the tracks are kind of hard to pick up.
Uh-huh.
Because it doesn't look like he crossed the river, this little stream at all. You don't see tracks on the other side. So it looks like he either went west or east on this stream. And you're able to kind of pick up a little bit of disturbance, going upstream to the west.
Upstream to the west.
Yep.
All right. So it looks like he's going up to the west. Then he didn't cross the stream. It looks like, I should say.
All right. Well. Lead the way. You're the one who knows this kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Just follow me, guys. And I head off in the direction.
All right.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You and your friends, you guys have been getting into a lot of trouble lately.
I wouldn't say trouble.
No, I mean, you're always where things are happening when they're happening. Usually, I mean, in my experience, that usually means that you're causing it.
Causing the trouble? No. No, usually we're just... I guess you could call us maybe a little unlucky, or maybe lucky, depending on what you're looking at. But I wouldn't say we're the ones causing the trouble, by any means.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, Private, you want to go up ahead a little bit and, you know, where this guy was pointing, and, you know, make sure there's no one there. We got a minute to talk or something. I want to get a couple things straight with you. All right? I really don't like how you and your buddies treat this town like it's your own little playground. With your seesawing and you're running around and sleeping in trees. That's just not good. I don't like it.
Who's sleeping in trees?
I've heard stories. I haven't seen it myself, but I don't know. Is it you?
No. I stay in the tavern. I pay rent, actually, for room and board at the tavern. In fact, I think most of us do.
Huh. All right. Oh, Private, you over there. Go check next to the water real quick. All right. Well, come here for a second. I want to ask you a question.
All right. I move sort of close to him, but not like, I'd say still out of arm's reach.
All right, well, now that the two privates are out of the way, that just means I need to get you out of the way. And I'm going to try to hit him with my hammer, kind of in a jumping forward uppercut, just because he's angering me.
All right. We will say what will be Tarek's state of awareness right now.
Well, all right. So he sent the two privates away. So I was a little cautious going into it. But I'd say I wasn't like in a pose or anything like that. My arms are down by my sides. I wasn't like. I don't know. I guess you could probably call me flat-footed at this point.
All right, sounds good. All right, in that case, go ahead and Al, give me an attack roll.
An attack roll. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's gonna do it, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. All right. So go ahead and give me a roll up for damage.
Eight.
All right. So basically, suddenly, you know, he has this kind of, you know, arm slumped to his side a little bit, you know, probably kind of hidden behind him a little, and then suddenly, out of almost nowhere, this big hammer just flies from the side and slams into the side of Tarek, knocking you off kilter a little bit, and definitely catching you off guard slightly.
Mm-hmm.
And how about the two of you? Why not go ahead and roll me some initiative?
I got a 21.
Nice.
What happens if we tie?
Then it goes to the higher dex.
That would probably be him.
Right. Mine's an 18.
Yeah, no, I'm not close to that at all.
All right, so it's Tarek up first then.
All right, so I'm up first?
Yep.
All right, so at this juncture, what are the other two privates that went off in the other directions doing?
That is an excellent question. Al.
Yes.
What was your intention with them?
They were to kind of stand guard, so to speak, while Sarge was taking care of stuff.
All right.
All right, and just for some knowledge, do I recognize this sergeant? Like, have I seen him around before?
Let's go ahead and give a quick description of what this guy looks like. See if there's any anything that might hint towards something.
Okay. He is about a little shorter than 6 feet tall. Probably about 220, 240 poundage wise. So it's pretty thick. Wearing a banded mail. Banded mail armor, and he has on top of that a leather blacksmith's apron that go down to about just below his knees, and he has some nice heavy boots on, and he's wearing a helmet that covers most of his face.
All right, so at this point, because he's probably so covered, he doesn't really have too many distinguishing features. If he were to have anything on his armor, it's covered up by this, you know, thick leather apron. And the, like you said, the mask pretty much obscures any details of the face. And the voice seems somewhat recognizable, but it's more so a of the dialect than anything else. It is a dialect that you've heard before, but you know, placing the exact voice is pretty difficult right now.
All right. And what's the what's our light level at right now? Like, I'm assuming it's dark, but does he have a torch? Is like.
Well, the two privates had the lanterns, so they're probably, you guys are probably in a dim light situation right now with them kind of being off to the sides a little bit.
Okay. All right. So, I'm going to recover from that hit and pretty much just be like, what are you doing?
Well, like I said, I don't like what you guys are doing with my town. So, I'm just gonna give you a little taste of what's coming if you guys don't cool it.
Cool. We haven't done anything to the town. We've literally just been using this as a base, pretty much. And we've actually been helping you guys out, doing missions and stuff like that.
Yeah, taking all of our gold. I know how you're doing. I've seen it.
Dude, I work for the military. All right? You guys don't really get a paycheck. You guys get room and board and food.
You work for the military. I am the military. All right?
We can't just be the military.
Watch me.
All right. I'm going to... Hold on a second. How far away do I need to be to actually charge, or can I just charge from, like, any distance, pretty much?
No, you have to be at least 10 feet away in order to charge.
Alright. Then I will draw, fuck. And I'd say, oh, let's see, if he hit me, who's out of arms with? Alright, so I'm gonna, I will draw my rapier and I guess I will feint him.
All right. Go ahead and give me a a bluff check.
Yeah.
18. Now, nice, and that'll be against your sense motive, Al.
A sense motive. Do I roll for it as well?
Or is it just straight sense motive?
Nope, you roll for it.
Okay. Because sense motive is not going to help me at all. I have a minus one, so 16.
Oh, nice. Oh, look at that. So, oh, actually, hold on one sec. Faint is the DC. Oh, so the DC is equal to 10 plus your opponent's attack bonus plus your opponent's wisdom modifier. So it looks like you actually have to beat. So you rolled an 18?
Yes.
You said, Al?
No, I rolled
an 18. Trevor, yeah. Yes. So, Al, what is your base attack bonus plus your wisdom?
4. So 14.
All right. So, yeah, he beat you either way, basically.
Yep.
Nice. All right. So, yeah. So what exactly is this feint you were doing?
Well, I'm going to... All right. So I take out my rapier.
Yep.
And let's say that I sort of go... Damn it. I'm going to do a quick hop back and mm-hmm. like a hop to the right and kind of just fake him out by thinking, making him think I'm going to like go backwards more or something.
Nice. All right.
So, like I'll get around to his side.
Yep. Right on. All right. In that case, Al, you were up.
Okay. I guess I will shift up to him as best I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I will try to hit him.
Alrighty.
Again. what do I get minuses?
No, actually, I don't think anything really affects you on the feint right now. It doesn't really kick in until Tarek's next turn anyway, so.
Oh, all right then. 21.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Ooh, and I'm just using this one-handed, just so you know. 11.
Nice. So, Tarek kind of jumps around a little bit and is like, nope, I'm going up, nope, I'm going over here. And this guy just basically takes a step up, another swing of the hammer, and just boosh, right into your chest.
All right. 19. That's minus 19 for now. In total. All right. I'm assuming that was it for your turn, then?
Yes. Yes, yes.
All right. So then I'm going to, since you're clearly going for kill shots, apparently, you jackass. I guess I'm going to try to hit you with my sword.
There you go.
All right. So you don't have your dex to AC. Fuck, hold on. And lucky for you, I only got a 9.
9 total?
Yeah.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah, I've been rolling good, and then, like, the one attack, it's like, oh, fuck you.
Nice. So, yeah, unfortunately, your parry kind of goes around, but the blow to your chest throws you off a little bit, and you end up just kind of... you know, stabbing the air in front of him if you take a couple of stumble steps backwards.
All right, and then I'm going to... I will... 5-foot shift away from him. Then after that.
All right, right on. Let's see. All right, go ahead. Al.
All right. I'm going to use spring attack on him.
Ooh.
So I'm going to move up to him and kind of veer slightly to the side and attempt to hit him. I don't think I did. 16.
No.
Cool. All right. So and because finally, I didn't hit, yeah. I don't get to move. So I am right next to you.
Right, there you go.
But I don't want you right next to me. Move back anyway. I'll let you go. I'll let you move back. All right. So, God damn you. You know what? I'll do a full round fight defensively.
Ooh, all right.
I'll take a -4 on my attack rolls, but it gives me a +2.
Yep.
My AC. And ooh. 17.
Is the faint still in effect?
I don't think so. I think it lasts one round, so.
Yep. Okay. It's only till your next attack, so.
Okay, then miss.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So I'm guessing it probably collides with your apron and the armor underneath. Yeah. All right. Okay. Any other movement from Tarek?
That was a full round action, so I got
oh, that's right. Very nice. Okay, in that case, it will be Al. All
right. He's going to attempt to grapple him and wrangle him to the ground.
Ooh, all right.
And what do I add my roll to? I can't remember.
It is your CMB against Tarek CMD.
Oh, okay, so I don't add anything. Go ahead.
What do you mean?
Oh, do I roll for it still?
Yeah, or? You roll for it, yeah.
Oh, okay, so 28.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy shit, dude.
yeah, so definitely. You have now you have one hand with the hammer, so it's your left hand that you'll kind of reach out and grab onto him and start to wrangle him in. I'm guessing. Yes. All right.
Yep.
All right, very nice. Tarek.
All right. What are my options here if I'm being grappled?
So right now you are grappled, so you can either attempt to turn the grapple on him.
Mm-hmm.
Or, let's see, or you can attempt to escape it with either a strength, or an escape artist check.
All right, I'll do an escape artist check then. Right. Is that it? You know, would that be a standard action or move action, or would it be anything at all? Would it just be like?
It's a standard action.
Standard action. All right. Yeah. So do escape artist then.
All right. And it's going to be against Al. It's going to be against your CMD.
25.
Ah, you win.
Ooh. So the sly little one manages to sneak out.
Okay.
All right. Any movement?
I will. I'll 5 foot shift back again.
All right.
You gotta just take it like a man, little guy. Listen. All right. You take it, and it'll be easier on your friends later. If you don't take it, it's gonna be so much worse. I got two other guys right here, and they'll come and they'll hold you down. So you take it,
and then you'll kick me. Is that what's gonna go?
Oh, I'm not gonna kick you. I don't use my feet, only for walking.
That's hilarious. Only for walking. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll humor you for a little bit. And then we'll see where it goes, and then maybe you can take me out for dinner.
Oh, you wouldn't like what I'm serving.
Is it something spicy?
I don't know. Do you think iron's spicy?
I mean, no. It has sort of like a tangy taste to it.
Yeah, let me put a little pepper on it for you.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I'm going to 5 foot shift and attempt to hit him again with my hand. 20.
Yes.
8.
8 damage. Nice. Get the high numbers.
Yeah, I know. Stop it.
I only got a 3. Plus, he's just unbearably strong.
Strong, yeah.
but he's stupid, so, I mean, if you can outmaneuver him verbally, you know.
Alright, so, my turn, unless you have another thing that you're gonna do.
Nope, he's just trying to beat you for some reason.
For some reason? You don't even know. You don't know your own motives.
Well, you know.
Alright, let's see. What's the terrain like that we're in?
You guys are probably right next to that stream. So it's probably a little, you have that little dip into the stream. The stream's probably only about 2 or so feet wide.
Okay.
It's a little grassy. So.
How does a withdraw work for a full round action?
So that is, I believe, a full round.
Yes.
Let's double check here. You move double your speed. He does not gain an attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
From that one person. So as long as you don't run into one of the other privates, you're okay. And you move up to double your speed.
Okay. Because I don't really know where I am in relation to the other privates, because I obviously don't have a board here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to withdraw, run towards the stream, could I jump over the stream?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So I'm going to try to do that then.
Alrighty. So that does work.
Okay.
As I said, you don't gain an attack of opportunity or anything like that, so you're okay.
Do I need to make, like, any acrobatics checks or anything like that to jump over the stream?
Oh, it's not big enough to require anything like that, so.
All right. So, All right, so at this point, so I'm on the other side of the stream, and everyone else is obviously on the other side of the stream.
Yeah.
About how much further would you say that I have for, like, left in my move?
Well, you can move, I mean, you move full. So you can move up to, what can you do, 30 feet?
Yeah, 30
so
feet.
So you can move up to 60 feet. So.
Oh, I'm coming at my door.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. Do you know where Mrs. Charger is? Charger for her phone?
I was told to fetch it.
Here you go.
Thank you, dear.
No problem.
Have fun.
You too.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
So I can move 30 feet regular. So.
Yep. So we'll say that you probably have about 50 feet left in your movement.
All right. I will move that entire 50 feet into the darkness in the woods.
All right. Very nice. All right. So what's up for you then next, Al? He has run on the opposite side of the stream, so now heading north, further into the woods.
Okay. Hey, privates, let's go. He's running. He's not taking it. He's going to take it one way or another. Let's get him. And we're just going to haul ass after him.
All right. So, Tarek, want to go ahead and give me a stealth check?
Absolutely.
And it's going to be Al against your perception.
Well, he's going to get away then.
Yeah, I think so.
Especially in the darkness and everything like that, so... going to be tough.
Yeah, because you take, like, what do you take for a negative on that? Because it's darkness.
A bunch.
Yeah, I got a 30 for my stealth check.
Jesus.
Oh, well, I got a 32, so never mind. I'm kidding. I got a 9.
Tarek right now is probably, you've probably, run in and probably tried to, like, hide behind a tree or something, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I definitely didn't just stand there.
Yeah, you're not, like, in the middle, just like, you can't see me,
Yeah, I'm going to say I didn't run straight, Like, I kind of probably ran off at an angle anyways.
All right, so you kind of, like, started to swerve in between a few trees and kind of, like you said, like, angle off a little bit so it's not just a straight shot.
Exactly.
All right. So you're kind of, you know, staying low in the middle of a few trees, you know, trying to do your best for, you know, these three guys not to see you. Al.
Yes.
You and the two privates have run into the woods looking for Tarek. What exactly is your plan of searching him out, and exactly how long are you going to kind of stay around?
Okay, so I'm going to gather up my privates, and I'm going to point off in the direction that I saw him run.
All right.
All right, guys. We're going to split up, but not too far. I want to be able to see you, and we're going to walk this way. And when we find him, whoever sees him first, you yell. And then you yell, and you run directly at him, and that will give us time to try to find him while you're yelling at him.
All right. So you can see that the privates... and now, what is Al, what is your guy... Is your guy also walking off, or are you kind of staying there? Are you staying by the stream, or?
He's gonna walk in. Okay. Hold up like three of your fingers and spread them out. He's gonna go straight while the other two guys go off at that kind of angle.
Okay.
But he's gonna creep more slowly. So the other two guys are gonna kind of sort of flank outwards.
Okay.
While he's creeping along ahead.
All right. Sounds good. So, Tarek, after a few moments, you can see that these guys have kind of begun to walk a little bit past you now. So they're searching out in the woods, and they're just a little bit past you at this point.
All right. So then I'm actually not going to move. I'm just going to stay where I am with my stealth check, and I'm just going to kind of hunker down a little bit and, hope that they just continue on past me.
All right. Al, how far into the woods are you going to go? How long are you going to keep up your search for?
Probably not all that far. Mm-hmm. Maybe 100 feet. I'd let the other two get probably about 50 feet further than me, so I could maybe still hear them at least.
Yeah.
But then at one point, I'd just kind of call out to them and tell them to rally back up and figure out from there.
Okay. Yes.
What? I don't think I said anything.
You said so I thought you wanted to say something.
Oh, I'm actually I'm looking at how far lanterns burn.
20/20. So 20 feet regular light, 20 feet dim light.
Okay.
So yeah, at that point, you know, if they're about 100 feet out, then there's no light around you right now.
All right. Oh, so they're 100 feet past me? Holy shit.
Yeah, it's several minutes.
Okay.
But they slowly eventually make their way. Let's say not quite 100, probably about 60 or 80 feet past you.
All right. So the two privates are about 60 or 80 feet past me.
Yeah, and then the guy that was beating on with you with the hammer is probably about 20 to 30 feet past you, but he didn't have a lantern, only the two privates did.
Yeah. So. I'm going to I'm gonna shoot at him with my bow. I just gotta think. All right. So, so he's pretty much in complete darkness then. Are you guys still there?
I am.
Okay. I completely like it was like dead silent. Like I didn't even hear like a slight buzzing in my ear from it. So I was like, oh, maybe I got disconnected or something.
Well, nope, we lost Jesse.
Oh, yeah, we did.
He tends to do this from time to time.
Is there, like, an easy way to get him back?
He should just be able to restart Google Hangouts, and there he is.
There he is.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry, every once in a while, my mic stops working and Hangout freezes on me, and I have to restart it.
Oh, that sucks. How long were you gone for? What did you miss?
because
I killed Al. Well, you're gone. Yeah.
He crit. He called shotted me right in the back of the eye.
Oh, there you go.
From the back of the head.
So I just heard that you, we had determined that you're in complete darkness.
Okay.
Basically.
So I would say, so would you, all right. So Al's probably, what'd you say, 40 feet?
Yeah, about 30 to 40 feet.
All right, so I'm gonna shoot him with my bow.
Okay.
And I'll shoot him with my bow, and okay. I'll make it a snipe shot.
All right.
Even though I don't think, because it's complete darkness where I am, I don't think he'll be able to see me anyways. Even if I don't, but I'll let you make the call on that one.
Yeah. Basically, it's not just the darkness, because remember, stealth is all about, is not only about visual, but audible as well.
Yeah.
So it'll also depend on the sounds of the bow, any foliage that you hit, anything like that is also into account with this.
Got it. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to send a shot at him with my bow.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to assume. Yeah, and I'll make it a snipe shot, too.
Very nice.
Just in case. Yep. Do I make the stealth check first, or do I make it after?
Nope, you'll make that afterwards.
All right. So. Right? Yeah. 19. And, yeah, 19.
All right. Does a 19 hit Al?
It does not.
Oh, all right. So the arrow flies, and it just clangs up against the armor in the back then.
Even though he's flat-footed? Or he shouldn't have his dex, Stacy?
Oh, that's right. You are hidden, technically. So yeah. You are flat-footed. I forgot about that. So will that hit flat-footed Al?
So what was it? It was 19?
19. Yeah.
Then no, it still won't hit.
Oh. Really? Armored motherfucker.
Whoa. Fuck you then.
Alright. Yep, and so then you're going to make a stealth check, and Al, you're going to go ahead and give me a perception check.
Okay.
I got an 18.
Alright.
Damn it. I rolled an 18, but I have minus 1, so I got a 17.
Alright. So... Basically, the arrow flies and it slams into the back of the soldier, the leader. And, basically, you're able to figure out where the shot came from in a very good direction at where it came from, just not an exact distance. So you know kind of where it hit you. And you're able to kind of be like, oh, mother, and you hear some sounds coming off from the distance in a certain area. But you obviously can't see anything, and you're not exactly sure the distance, but you're pretty spot on where you know the direction that it came from, at least.
All right. Well, then, I guess he'd have to follow his own advice. So he's going to turn and just start running blindly. Ah, come on, privates, he's over this way, and just run in that direction for I guess probably 30 40 feet 50 feet maybe, I don't know, however far he feels that it could get, so we'll say 50 feet.
All right, very nice. So most of your double movement, then you're going to be trampling through the woods.
Exactly.
Towards this. Very nice. All right. In that case, let's go. Let's go with Tarek.
All right. So I see him charging at me.
Yep.
About how far away is he?
He's within feet of you right now.
Within feet. All right. But he doesn't know I'm there, right?
He doesn't know exactly where you are.
All right. About how many feet would you say?
Let's say somewhere between 5 and 10. So
right in that ink. So he's not quite within, you know, exact melee distance of you. Uh-huh. So he's just kind of just out of that reach.
All right, could I charge at him?
Yeah, sure.
All right, sweet. All right, so I'm gonna quick draw to my rapier, and mm-hmm. I will charge at him. And I get a +2 to attack and -2 to AC.
Correct.
All right. Come back. I got a 26.
Holy crap. Yeah, I'm going to assume that hits. Yeah.
That'll
hit. All right. And that, because I'm a scout, I also have Scout's Charge, which is whenever I make a charge attack, my attack deals sneak attack damage.
Nice.
As if you were flat-footed.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me think here. I forget how to roll damage. It's been so long since I've rolled damage.
It'll be, it's just the, what do you have, 2d6?
Yeah, 2d6 for sneak attack. And then whenever my rapier
is. And then
the
rapier's 1d8, I believe?
No, 1d6.
1d6. All right, so just basically roll me 3d6.
Yep. Let me get my other d6s out. All right. Eight damage.
Nice.
All right.
All right. And so yeah, so that's going to be charged as a full round. So Al.
Yes.
Your guy is basically trampling through the woods in the direction that you are pretty sure that the arrow came from, and the other two guards, the privates now begin to close in around you. They're still a fair distance off, though. And as you're running, all of a sudden, this figure bursts out from next to you and just lunges forward and stabs you right in the side.
Oh, what the... Oh!
Yeah, you like that?
All right, you are up.
All right. Is the weapon still in me?
No, it's probably a quick stab.
Yeah, it's a rapier. I'm not gonna leave it in there and be like, "Ha, take that and run away."
It around a little bit.
All right, I'm gonna two-hand my hammer.
The who?
And hit him.
Attempt.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
And I remember from the charge, you do have the -2 to your AC right now too.
Yeah, I actually only have a -1. I should have told you. I have offensive defense as like a feat, or it's a rogue talent. So I get a +1 dodge bonus. I'm sorry. I'm actually still at 18 because I have 2 sneak attack die. If I hit him with sneak attack, a melee mm-hmm. sneak attack,
yeah.
I get however many dodge bonuses per sneak attack dice I have.
Wow.
So right, I have 2 sneak attack dice, so I essentially don't lose anything for doing
that. So now it evens out, basically.
Yeah.
Very
and
nice.
And obviously when I get more, it's going to be even better. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. All right. In that case, yeah, so it's so go ahead then.
23.
Damn you, you son of a bitch.
And that is 14 points of damage.
Whoa!
Hold on one second. Let me do the math on that. I might actually pretty much be dead. Yeah, I'm negative.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, -3.
Ah!
-3?
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
All right, so basically you get stabbed in the side and then, fuck, and you turn around. As you begin to turn, second hand comes up and you just slam him right in the side, almost basically right in the side of the head. And you just see him, his entire body goes limp and he slams down to the ground.
Hey, boys, he's over here. Let's
see what we can do to prove our point. What's he have on him?
I have... Let's see. What are you looking for? I have a rapier, short bow. I have leather armor on, obviously a quiver, rope, flint, steel. But, well, I probably don't have my bedroll and blanket and my
backpack. I'm guessing you probably left... Well, did you even... I'm guessing you probably left your pack in your room. You don't want to... Yeah. So...
Yeah, but I mean, I have a belt pouch and stuff like that. My lockpick kit.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I have hangover pills. I forgot. I think I got that from the alchemist shop. I also probably have that that bottle of lubricant still in my belt pouch there.
Whoa! Hey! Hey!
That's probably all I have on me.
Okay. Are you wearing a belt?
Yes.
All right. We're gonna take his belt off, guys, and we're gonna tie his hands with it. We're gonna put him up against this tree over here, and then we're gonna pile brush up around him. And then later we'll come back and we'll once he's awake again, because he can't be dead, and we'll fix him some more, because I don't think he's had enough. But first, and he's gonna do a quick I guess would it be heal check to make sure he's not dead?
Yeah, sure. Check or,
all right. Uh, 17.
Nice. Yeah. So you basically, by propping him up and kind of taking some of the pressure off and everything, and you kind of make sure that he's regular and it's now. So he's definitely unconscious and he's probably gonna have a hell of a headache, but he's stable at least.
All right. Well, we better make sure that the bears and the wolves and such know that they're not to come around here. So we better all mark him. Yep. And then they all mark around and partially on him. Make sure that he doesn't get eaten by bears. I apologize.
Oh, that's nice. That's...
You don't apologize. You just hit me in the face with a hammer.
I think that was more of a unicorn apology.
Oh, I see. Your little avatar does not have a unicorn above his head, so...
We should figure out how to do that.
Nice. All right, very nice. So at that point, you're gonna basically leave them there for later?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, Tarek, why don't you go ahead and roll me a D6?
Five.
All right. Basically, Tarek, wakes up. You know, you gain consciousness again, just as the sun is coming up. So there's a few strands of sunlight that are cracking through the canopy. And you wake up to find that you're kind of sticky and there's leaves covering you and your hands are bound behind your back and you're leaning up against a tree.
Uh-huh. All right, so I'm like, kind of groggy. I'm waking up and I'm like, fuck. Oh, my head hurts. And am I tied to the tree?
No, your hands are just bound behind you and then you're propped up against the tree.
All right. And where's the rest of my stuff that was in my belt? Do I see it around me? Is it still attached to my belt? Because it was a belt pouch.
Oh, yeah, so it's probably still on your... Well, they probably, in order to wrap your belt around, you probably had to dump all that stuff off of the belt. So it's probably still right around the area.
All right. Can I... Well, I guess I'm going to try to wiggle my way out of the belt then.
All right, go ahead and give me an escape artist check.
Yeah, I'm going to go with I probably got out of this no problem just now. uh, Yeah, 27.
All right. So yeah, you are able to, and it takes you a little bit because you are really groggy. So it takes you quite a few minutes to finally get your hands loose and out of it.
I'm also really offended by the obvious smell of urine that is around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm kind of confused, like, why it smells like urine. I don't really know what's going on. How long have I been out for?
So at this point, what are you going to do?
All right, so do I need to make a perception check to find all my stuff that's probably just lying on the ground?
It's all just lying around, so.
All right, so I'm just going to pick it up. I'm going to put my belt back on. I guess I'm going to, after I put all that stuff back on, I'm gonna make a perception check anyways, just to kind of look around the area to make sure, because it's, I don't know, just to make sure that no one else is around or anything like that.
Sounds good.
Uh, 22.
All right, so you can actually see, you know, after you've kind of begun to get yourself back together slowly, and you are still very groggy at this point. Your head's still kind of spinning, and you feel, you know, sore almost all over.
Hit in the face.
Exactly.
With the hammer.
So you're kind of down, and you're able to pick out the three sets of tracks as they head off away from you.
Okay. So, and what would my health be at right now?
You still are at -3.
Okay.
So yeah. So,
I didn't know if the heal check like healed me at all.
Nope. So right now you are what we call disabled. So you're still at -3.
Okay.
So you're basically limited to small movements and actions. You're not going to be able to move very quickly. Nothing above like a walk, basically. And you're not going to be able to do any, strenuous actions. Anything like that will force a constitution check, at which point you are in danger of falling unconscious again.
Got it. Okay, so I will walk. West is away from the village, right?
You guys ended up kind of going east, but then curling up north. The village is probably about southeast or southwest of you right now.
Southwest. Oh, well, I'm gonna follow. All right, I'm gonna follow the river because the river's right there, right?
Yep, it is. Yeah, you're only 40-50 feet away from that stream.
Yeah, so. I'm gonna stay probably about 40-50 feet away from the stream.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna go upstream, which was
west.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. And so like you said, I'm guessing you're probably gonna take your time. No hurry.
Well, hold on. Southwest was away, right? So west, if I follow the stream west, that's not back towards the settlement, right?
It is. The settlement is to the southwest of you.
All right.
So if you head west for a ways and then straight south, you'll be able to get back to the settlement.
All right. So you know what? I'm going to assume that they're probably not going to cross the stream right away. They'll probably go down and cross the stream where they left me.
Okay.
I'm gonna head west anyways, back towards the village. But again, I'm gonna stay like 40 or 50 feet into the woods and follow the stream up.
Okay.
So that way, if they're like, yeah, that way, if like anyone's looking for me, hopefully they won't find me.
All right, sounds good. And so you guys were traveling for a few hours. Probably a couple hours by the time you made it up and around. And you've been out for God knows how long right now.
Yeah.
And also, you know, it's taken you a while to get your stuff together and everything like that. So you will travel for quite a ways, and you will probably have to rest at least once. As in, like, an extended rest when it gets dark.
Yeah.
Anything past that, if you try, I will tell you, if you try to push yourself, you're going to pass out.
Okay.
So you're going to have to rest at one point anyway.
All right.
So we'll say that it actually, you don't make it back to the town.
Well, I wasn't thinking I would.
Oh, yeah. So you
where,
will.
Where I was just walking the whole time, so.
Yeah, exactly. So you'll probably make it back to the town, probably a little bit before noon the next day.
All right. But first I need to obviously rest at night.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, so you'll basically, you'll carefully walk your way down the river and everything and, you know, and at some point, you will be able to head back south towards the settlement, and you'll probably rest at some point there, for the night. Would you prefer resting in the woods?
For the first night, I'll probably rest in the woods.
All right, there you go. At least you have protection and cover there. So you'll rest in the woods, and then the next day, you'll begin to make your way south, and eventually you will make it back to the town. Like I said, a little bit before noontime.
Okay. I'm not going to go right into the settlement. I'm still on the other side of the stream, though, but... And is the settlement in view, or do I need to go away?
No, yeah, you have to cross the stream and go a fair way south before you the settlement is in view.
All right, then I'm actually gonna. I'm gonna go a little bit farther up the stream, and I'm gonna cross, trying to figure out, actually go past the settlement.
Okay.
So that way, I can come in and maybe go in through like a different entrance.
All right, sounds good.
Without the settlement really seeing me.
Indeed. Yeah, that'll work. So you'll actually be able to kind of skirt around it a little bit and come from the southern one. So okay. there's a northern entrance, an eastern entrance, and a southern entrance. So we'll say that does take you a little bit more time, so we'll say it's probably a little bit past noon right now.
Got it.
So you enter through the southern entrance.
All right, and what do I see when I get there?
You see the settlement, and when you attempt to enter, the guards at the entrance stop you for a moment, but then they recognize you.
Okay.
And they see that you're definitely worse for the wear. You're fucking dirty as all hell right now. You're kind of limping a little bit, slung over. So they ask you, are you okay?
And I kind of put my hand on one of them to kind of keep myself up, and yep. I just kind of be like, medic.
And so one of them turns, Joseph, take this guy up to the tent, get him some help.
And before I actually go, I say, Padilla, get me Padilla. As I'm going towards the medic.
All right. So they take you up to the medical tent, which is right by the barracks anyway.
Okay.
Up on the northern side of the town. So they kind of walk you up there, and they bring you and they throw you on a cot and everything, and one of the doctors, one of the guys is kind of looking at you, just trying to, you have some pretty big bruises, so they rub this ointment on you and they're wrapping you in a bandage and everything. They have like an ice pack on your head. And Padilla comes over. So he's like, well, Derek, what the hell you do?
I went out looking hobgoblin and three guys, your guys, jumped me, big guy, hammer, armor, couldn't see his face. Kind of sounded like you though.
But I didn't send anybody to go looking after the hobgoblin right away last night. Kind of foolish to be sending people into the woods like that. I'll look into that.
They said they needed a tracker, and I happened to be there.
Huh.
So I figured I'd help.
Well, it's mighty nice of you. I'm sorry that it turned out this way for you. I'm guessing then that you were not able to join your compatriots on their little excursion.
Excursion?
Yeah, sent them up on a little mission to hunt down some folks. So they're only They're about a day, less than a day's off. They left early this morning, so I don't know if you're feeling up to it, but at some point, if you'd like, I can send you out with a horse, and I'm sure that they'll be easy enough to track if you want to head on out.
Yeah, that would probably be best. It probably wouldn't be a good idea for me to stay in the town. You should really find those guys. I wish I could describe him more. He had, like I said, a hammer, big, a little bit taller than me, apron.
Hmm. That's not exactly our military issue.
No, so, I know. But he sort of recognized him. I couldn't place his voice.
Huh. I'll definitely take a look into it. This is we do not need any types of this retribution occurring. I don't know if you're aware, but there was a little action last night.
I remember the commotion. I was out. I heard the commotion and I decided to take a look around to see what was going on. And that's when they stopped me and said they needed help.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was upset about something.
Yeah,
saying he was the military, and I don't know, it was very strange. I didn't know what was going on. Next thing I knew, he hit me with his hammer.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to figure out the end of this. But you go ahead and rest up at any point you want. Come to my office. I have some paperwork for you. We've had a couple of little edicts that have been put in place temporarily. So, I got some paperwork for you. Come by my office, and then when you're ready, we'll send you out, and you can catch up with the rest of your group.
Perfect. And then I pass out on the
All right. So we'll say that they're able to help you heal up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So you'll rest up. So you're gonna go ahead and take a rest. So gain whatever hit points you would during a rest, and then go ahead.
How many points do I gain during a rest?
We'll say that you it'll be 1.5 times your level. We'll do it as an extended. Actually, no. So you rested the previous night, right?
Yeah.
So you're gonna go ahead and gain your hit points back in that. So it's your level, however many hit die you have.
4. Okay.
There you go. So you're going to roll that up, and then so basically do that twice, and that's how many hit points you have now.
So what do I roll? Like, I forget what the rogue's hit
Believe it's a D8.
D8. So what do I roll, 4D8?
So it'll actually be 8D8.
8? Really?
Yeah, because you're going to be resting twice. You're going to be resting once that you did the night before.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll rest again now.
Got it. All right, well, I'll do that as we're figuring shit out, so alright, so I'm back to 29.
Alright, not bad. At any point you want, after you wake up, you can head over to Padilla's. He'll basically give you a piece of paperwork that says that that you are an official citizen of the town. And it also has the military seal waxed in on the bottom of it.
Oh, cool.
And he explains that basically just lets you come and go as you please.
Got it. Okay.
And he says, whenever you want, and he gives you a little note, and he says, just take this over to the stable, they'll give you a horse, and you can head out on your way. He says that they went to the west, into the woods, following some hobgoblin tracks.
Okay. Really? Okay.
So, okay. At any point you want, whether or not you want to wait till the following morning, or if you want to head out in the later afternoon and just begin to get out of town as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah.
That'll probably do it.
Yeah, okay.
All right. There you go. So yeah. So in that case, you'll, head out of town on horseback. We'll say it's probably around 7 or 8 for, so about an hour or so, hour and a half before sundown. So you'll have a decent amount of time ahead of you.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So yeah. So we'll say, Tarek heads out of town, with the setting sun in front of him.
Ooh.
That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. Remember to go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com and click on that Amazon link and head on over to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your free 30-day Audible trial. Also, in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter with @DragonFisters, contact us with thedragonfisters@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, or you can rate us on iTunes, RPG Podcast, and Stitcher. And don't forget to head on over to thepointsofinterestpodcast.com for more audio awesomeness. So, until next time, roll 'em high and roll 'em often. This has been a presentation of the Points of Interest Podcast Network, podcast by geeks, for geeks.